Can we just talk about summer for a minute? I mean, it's supposed to be amazing, but they're here, they're bored, and we're overwhelmed. Yes, I'm talking about our kids. But there's hope. We believe that you were made and equipped by God to be an amazing parent. We believe that you can do this, and we're here to help. I'm Lena Schuler, mom of one, soon to be two, and I'm joined by Chuck, father of three, and Kim, mother of five, and grandmother of seven more. Today, we're talking about what to do with summer break. How do we do this? You guys, let's talk about the summer for a minute. How does it make you feel when I say kids home all summer?
It is really mixed. It is really mixed. There are things about the summer that are great. Not as much stress as far as schoolwork and routines and activities outside of the home. But being home with kids 24/7. I mean, I remember there were some days Mark would come home and I'd say, I need to be alone right now. And I would leave. Sometimes I would meet him at the car and I'd say, don't even bother turning your car off. I'm getting in. And I would leave.
That's real.
And I think that's an important thing to consider, especially if one parent works and one parent doesn't. There are, just as at work, sometimes we have really hard days. There are really hard days at home too, and we just need to be able to leave. So there's extra doses of grace needed for both.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm so glad that you laid out the context for all three of our family lives and what that looks like, because it's different for everybody. Yeah, it's mixed, mm-hmm. and it's different for everybody. I love summer. I absolutely love summer. I'm from Philadelphia, so I always think about the Will Smith song, summer, summer, summertime. Like, that just comes to mind. Love summer. I love that it's daylight longer. I love that we can be outside. All of that is true. And at the same time, summer adds a new level of complexity to our family rhythms. And it's one that we have to be very intentional about, or else, and even with the best of intentions, we all find ourselves at that point in the summer when it's like, okay, we have officially started the countdown for back to school.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. So it is. It's just something. And I'm looking forward to talking about it because, you know, there are ways to engage it. It's going to be different for every family, but I'm glad we're talking about this.
Yep. So I think the most common thing in the summer that we might hear from kids at one point or another is, I'm bored. Regardless of age, or regardless of what else is happening around the house at that time, that is a phrase that especially will come out on summer break. What do we do with that phrase as parents?
It's not our responsibility then to find something for them to do. I think that's letting go of that and understanding that boredom is a great springboard for all kinds of wonderful things. When a kid is bored, that's when they're going to be more likely to try something new. When a kid is bored, that's when they might be more likely to try something new that they've been afraid to do in the past, because they get so bored, they'll go, well, at least I'll try this now. It might be a time where they go and they go to a neighbor's house they'd never been to before. So as parents, I believe when we try to fix the situation, we're actually then keeping our kids from experiencing something new and exciting. And some of our kids might need to be coached on what do you do when you're bored. You can search. There's all kinds of different ideas. Little boredom jars. You can give them different ideas to do.
What's a boredom jar? Sorry, start over with that.
Put some things in the jar. Like when your kid says, I'm bored, you go, oh, great. Pick one of these to do. And put some chores in there, because then that will minimize the number of times they say, I'm bored. All they need to do is pick a chore. For real.
That is like, funny.
Yeah.
That's great. So you get a little jar. You write the boredom jar on it.
Just some things.
Throw some things in there. What are some things you've put in there in the past?
Oh, I'm going to sound like a terrible mother. Mow the lawn, clean the toilets, climb a tree.
I was going to say, it turns out Kim had no fun things. It was just all chores.
You're going to work. That's a kid. That was during the Bono household. That's right.
Go outside, paint, go to a friend's house, make something for a neighbor, be a secret, you know, deliver a secret. Yeah. Present to a neighbor.
Yeah. Maria did one of those last year, and she used popsicle sticks. and all the popsicle sticks had something in it. And it really was effective for our kids. And it was. It was a mix of, you know, some of them were do an extra chore, do this thing. But a lot of them were fun and creative things, you know, draw a self-portrait of one of your siblings. It just, you know, those kinds of things. And it was a really good way. And again, all of these are ways to do what you said, Kim, not feel like you have to take all the responsibility to fix the boredom problem for your kids. You're teaching them. You know, I was gonna confess, I say that about myself. I'm bored. It's an adult skill to learn. How right. do I manage my boredom, and how do I leverage that into something that's productive?
Well, and I think our kids can help create, like put things in the jar on mm-hmm. what they want to do. Mm-hmm. Because so a lot of times when we're bored, we're not really bored. We just don't have the mental capacity to think of what we want to do next.
Right.
So have them come up with those ideas.
Yeah.
That's great. So when our kids say that they're bored, do we need to be the cruise director all summer? Like, should I have the whole summer planned out day by day, start to finish? Here's what we're doing. Or should it be the opposite end of the spectrum where it's a free for all and I just let them do what they want? And when they're bored, they do chores. I mean, where's the balance there?
I mean, kids need some routine.
They do.
And summer has less routine mm-hmm. because there's, 6 hours that they're not at school. But we still need to have some routine. Maybe there's a window where they're expected to be dressed every morning, you know, a window of time they're expected. Bedtime. I think even in the summer, they need to have a bedtime. Because,
yes.
man,
amen.
Kids home all day and they're not going to bed? That is just, there's nothing good about that.
Recipe for meltdown
nothing
the next
good
day,
can
huh?
come of that.
Everybody. Yeah. So have that. Maybe you have on your calendar one day a week you're going to go to the park every Friday and you're going to pack a lunch. I think it's important to have some routine things in there. Something that we did, because we live on a street with a whole bunch of kids. Maybe you have multiple days during the week where friends can come over, and maybe you have one day in the week where there can't be any friends.
For a break for you as a parent.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Oh, God. Yes. That was it. Yes.
That's because sometimes yes. other people's kids drove you nuts.
No, Lena. I love
I mean, I'm just trying to
children.
Be honest here, you
I
know.
Loved all the children.
And in light of being authentic, we can be.
Sometimes there are just too many children.
Yeah.
There are times when there's just too many kids in the house. As a mother of five, sometimes it was just my kids. But. But we had, I think it was 45 kids, elementary and under, just in this little end of the street.
Wow.
So there were a lot of kids. And so there were days where it was just family day. Now, you could still go outside. They could still play in the yard. But I think setting up that expectation rather than waiting until you
explode.
Lose it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in this phase yet as a younger parent, but I can imagine it's probably helpful to have adult friends in the neighborhood, too, that you could divide and conquer with.
Yes. Yes. Oh, we used to. And not everybody has this. We were very fortunate to have that. I always had jars of peanut butter, jelly, and bread in the freezer, and bread that wasn't frozen. But we would take turns just feeding all the kids.
And to give everybody a lunchtime break at some point during
right,
the week.
Right. We would even sometimes do as far as sharing responsibilities for dinners. You know, people would do different parts of the dinner. Yeah, summer is – talking about the good things of summer. If you are somebody who is home in the summer, that is a great time to build relationships with people in the neighborhood that then can last into the cold winter dark months where you don't even see their faces.
Right. Well, and just to have teammates.
Oh,
you can go,
yes.
Okay, moms or dads, we're in this together with all of our kids home. How do you do that, Kim? How would you recommend making a neighbor friend of maybe a kid's friend's parent? And how do you broach the conversation of, you want to help each other out this summer? How do you do that?
I think, well, first it starts with the relationship. Invite them over. And when you invite them over, don't clean your house and don't make something fancy, because then they will never invite you to their house. Well, maybe not never.
Interesting.
They might stress out. Yeah, have them over for peanut butter jelly and Fritos on your porch, because it's. I mean, I really do think a big barrier to making friends with other people is we make it way too difficult.
We're all in this parenting thing together. We'd love to hear your thoughts, comments, questions, and ideas. So reach out to us at podcasts@crossroads.net. That's podcasts with an S. You Can Do This is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.